We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Tuesday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. It is draft week. We got a lot to cover. Over the next 10 minutes, I'm going to get you caught up on the latest Chiefs news. This video, of course, drops daily, Monday through Friday. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's roll. Well, draft week is already exciting enough as we inch closer and closer to who will be joining the reigning Super Bowl champs. The Chiefs decided to add a little bit of spice. Kansas City announced yesterday they will be extending the dynamic trio of general manager Brett Veach, head coach Andy Reid, and president Mark Donovan. Let us hold for applause. All right, thank you, ownership. The trio not only brought us Patrick Mahomes, but three Super Bowl titles and are right on track to get back to the big stage yet again this season. Also, this shuts down all those retirement rumors surrounding Big Red. The man is here to stay. Reid will stay under contract with the Chiefs until the 2029 season. CBS Sports NFL insider Jonathan Jones confirmed the length of the deal, which would keep Reid, 66, under contract until he's 72 years old. Now, Reid will also be the highest paid head coach in the NFL, as he's coming off his second consecutive Super Bowl title with the Chiefs and third in five seasons. Coach Reid shared his thoughts after the extension was signed, saying, "I'm incredibly grateful to Clark and the entire Hunt family for giving me the opportunity to lead this historic franchise." Reid said this via the Chiefs press release. "Over the last 11 years, Tammy and I have enjoyed calling Kansas City our home. The community has embraced us. We've watched our family grow, including having all 12 grandkids during our time here. On the field, there have been so many people that have contributed to the success and Super Bowls, and I'm grateful for the players, coaches, and staff that have all invested their time into this process." Big Red finished off saying, "Chiefs Kingdom is a special place, and I'm blessed to have had the opportunity to be here." CBS Sports continued to share that Reid is the fifth head coach with three or more Super Bowl titles, joining Bill Belichick, Chuck Knoll, and Joe Gibbs, as well as Bill Walsh, who has three. Now, Reid also joins Belichick and Knoll as the only head coaches to win three Super Bowls in five seasons. His 26 playoff wins only trail Belichick with 31 for the most in NFL history. Reid also joined Belichick as the only coaches with 200-plus wins and three Super Bowl titles, showcasing the rare air that he's in amongst the greatest head coaches in NFL history. Reid's 284 combined wins in the regular season and postseason only trail Shula with 347, Belichick with 343, and Halas with 324 for the most in NFL history. Reid is the only head coach in the NFL history to win 100 games with two different franchises, and the only head coach to win 10 playoff games with two different franchises as well. Now, Veach has also played a huge role in the Chiefs' dynasty since taking over as the general manager in 2017, starting with the trade-up to get Patrick Mahomes as number 10 overall. Now, the Chiefs have won three Super Bowls and four conference championship games in Veach's tenure, sporting an 85-30 record in his seven seasons. Now, Donovan became the Chiefs' president back in 2009, bringing in Veach and Reid over to Kansas City in 2013 from Philadelphia, changing the culture of the Chiefs' franchise. "Mark, Brett, and Andy have achieved historic success together, and we are thrilled that they will continue their role for many years to come." This is Chiefs owner Clark Hunt saying this. "Individually, Mark, Brett, and Andy each represent the best in the National Football League at their respective positions, and together they make up one of the finest leadership teams in all of professional sports. They have been tremendous leaders for this organization on and off the field, and we look forward to their continued success in the years ahead. While the Chiefs continue to dominate the AFC West, and this season, Mahomes will be facing potentially a new quarterback repping the orange and the blue. The Denver Broncos not only announced their new uniforms yesterday, but their newest QB, Zach Wilson, heading to the Mile High City by way of the Jets. Now, according to ESPN, the Jets will receive a six-round selection in this week's NFL draft from the Broncos, who, in addition to Wilson, will get a seventh-round pick. The Jets and the Broncos are splitting the $5.5 million Wilson is due this season, with each team paying $2.75 million, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports. The trade means that only one of the five quarterbacks selected in the first round of the 2021 draft remain with their original team, Trevor Lawrence, who was picked number one overall by the Jacksonville Jaguars. The other four, including Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones, have all been traded. ESPN continued to say the trade leaves Aaron Rodgers, who's 40 years old, coming off an Achilles surgery, and newly signed backup Tyrod Taylor, who's 34, as the only quarterbacks on the roster. Now, the Jets might draft a quarterback after the first round, with hopes of developing him for the post-Rodgers future. Wilson would be a free agent, though, in 2025, because the Broncos aren't expected to exercise his fifth-year option for $22.4 million. That decision must be made by May 2nd. He is due to make $5.45 million in 2024, fully guaranteed in the final year of his contract. Now, this gives the Broncos more flexibility as they rebuild their quarterback position following the release of Russell Wilson. The Broncos hold the number 12 pick in the first round and are expected to select a quarterback at some point during the draft. They also have veteran Jarrett Stidham, who started the final two games last season, on the roster. All right, let's check in with our loyal listeners now over on the LLC. Again, if you haven't joined our LLC, it is free to sign up. Joining the Loyal Listeners Club keeps you in the loop. It's a fun way to chat, interact with other fans, and also our crew over at KCSN. Plus, you can win prizes, like you can win a Trent McDuffie signed jersey. Make sure you check out all the other prizes and contests you can join by clicking the link in the description below. Right now, we got a ticket to our NFL Draft Watch Party. That is coming up this weekend. KCSN hoodie. We're also raffling off a Zoom call with a KCSN host to chat all things Chiefs football. You can also get discounts on tickets for less, as well as Mission Taco. Let's head over to the comments to find our first question from our listeners. This question coming from Brian Kind. He said, "What's good? Do you think the Chiefs will bring back Smith at left tackle on a one-year deal? I know they will draft a left tackle, but just maybe have him as insurance for Wanye in case." All right, let's throw it to our own Matty Lane for his answer.
The Chiefs find themselves in an interesting spot at the end of round one, because there's going to be a lot of tackles coming off the board. Maybe there's a couple guys left, so they do probably draft a tackle at some point in this draft. But whether it's the end of round one or sometime in day two, day three, it's probably a little bit more of a developmental player, a guy that's going to need some work and you don't really want to take over until 2025, or at best middle of the season. So getting somebody back, a veteran like Donovan Smith, to come back in, compete for that starting job, maybe take it over, kind of show a young player the ropes like they did with Wanye Morris last year, and you just hope to get a quicker developmental curve out of the new player, makes a ton of sense. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chiefs hammer the left tackle spot with a veteran and a rookie, unless they're able to land the trade up. If they trade up in the draft to get a guy like an Olufoshanu or something that's ready to start day one, you might not need the veteran. But if it's a guy that's a little bit more of a project, I definitely think Donovan Smith coming back makes the most sense, just to, you know, smooth out the landing a little bit as the Chiefs try to go back to that three-peat.
Thank you, sir. Remember, for all of our draft coverage, you got to check out our streams going on live this weekend. We got you covered with in-depth analysis, player highlights, interviews, and much more. You can also follow along by checking out the KCSN Draft Guide. It is a great companion as players are being selected. Plus, if you are free Sunday, we're having a post-draft party up at Holiday Distillery. You want to attend? Well, the event details and the link to RSVP can be found in the description below. Well, it might be the offseason, but there's always plenty to talk about when you are the reigning Super Bowl champs. Let's hit our social media recap to start on Twitter with a Chiefs fan across the pond. Rich Eisen recently hosted British actor Henry Cavill, best known for his starring role as Superman. This was on his show. Cavill says that he supports the Chiefs because Superman, known as Clark Kent, was raised in the fictional town of Smallville, Kansas, and, well, that would have been his team. Take a listen.
Why the Chiefs? What turned you onto the Chiefs to begin with?
So, being over here, wanting to get into football, learning that I could actually enjoy the game, because initially I thought it's just a bad version of rugby. And then I realized it's human chess, essentially. It's nothing like rugby. I had to pick a team, and I thought, what's going to be a constant in my life? And it was clearly Superman. And I thought, great. Now, who would Superman support? And even though the Chiefs, I often hear this, they say, but they're not in Kansas. And they kind of are. They're not, right. But they are.
Right.
And that's who Clark would have supported. And I figured, it's ideal. I'll stick with the Chiefs. And then they started winning.
Yeah. So what year was this right around the time?
Okay. So it was the year where we lost to the Steelers in the playoffs because I was there. It was quite the spectacle.
Okay.
As a Brit going over there, being down on the sidelines and everything.
In Arrowhead.
Yeah. And it is as loud as they say.
All right, guys, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. That's our Loyal Listeners Club. Great place to interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure you give us a little bit of love for today's episode. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Go out, enjoy your Taco Tuesday, and we will see you all week for our draft coverage.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.